All right, Wrestling with Theology fans, this is Pastor Doug Minton standing once again in the confessional corner, this week looking at the third of the three ecumenical creeds. And again, as the last couple of weeks, simply focusing on the text. But I want to take this from the Lutheran Service Book, including the notes above it, as kind of the beginning of the commentary on the Athanasian Creed. This can be found on page 319 and 320 in the Lutheran Service Book. Early in the 4th century, a North African pastor named Arius began teaching that Jesus Christ was not truly God. The Church responded decisively in AD 325 with a statement of faith, the Nicene Creed, which confessed that Jesus is, in fact, true God. Toward the end of the 5th century, another creed was written that delved further into the mystery of the Trinity. Though attributed to Athanasius, a 4th century opponent of Arius, this anonymous creed clearly came at a later stage in the debate. The Athanasian Creed declares that its teachings concerning the Holy Trinity and our Lord's incarnation are the Catholic faith. In other words, this is what the true Church of all times and all places has confessed. More than 15 centuries later, the Church continues to confess this truth, confident that the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, has given Himself for our salvation. The following translation may be spoken of responsively by whole verse. Or, more likely, we have it, it's probably 50-50 maybe, of responsively whole verse by whole verse, as it's broken up here, or everybody saying the entire thing like we do the other two creeds. But one note I want to make first, as we get to the very first line and the very last line, the Athanasian Creed is the one of the three creeds where we do not replace the word Catholic. Catholic, small c, universal. In the Apostles' Creed and the Nicene Creed, we do replace the one Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church with the Holy Christian and Apostolic Church. Simply because in our day and age, yes, we think of Catholic as Roman Catholic. But that is not the point here, as we'll see as we go through the Athanasian Creed. Whoever desires to be saved must, above all, hold the Catholic faith. Whoever does not keep it whole and undefiled will without doubt perish eternally. And the Catholic faith is this, that we worship one God in Trinity and Trinity in unity, neither confusing the persons nor dividing the substance. For the Father is one person, the Son is another, and the Holy Spirit is another. But the Godhead of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit is one, the glory equal, the majesty co-eternal. Such as the Father is, such is the Son, and such is the Holy Spirit. The Father uncreated, the Son uncreated, the Holy Spirit uncreated. The Father infinite, the Son infinite, the Holy Spirit infinite. The Father eternal, the Son eternal, the Holy Spirit eternal. And yet there are not three eternals, but one eternal. Just as there are not three uncreated or three infinites, but one uncreated and one infinite. In the same way, the Father is almighty, the Son almighty, the Holy Spirit almighty. And yet there are not three almighties, but one almighty. So the Father is God, the Son is God, the Holy Spirit is God. And yet there are not three gods, but one God. So the Father is Lord, the Son is Lord, the Holy Spirit is Lord. And yet there are not three lords, but one Lord. Just as we are compelled by the Christian truth to acknowledge each distinct person as God and Lord, so also are we prohibited by the Catholic religion to say that there are three gods or lords. The Father is not made, nor created, nor begotten by anyone. The Son is neither made nor created, but begotten by the Father alone. The Holy Spirit is of the Father and of the Son, neither made nor created nor begotten, but proceeding. Thus there is one Father, not three fathers, one Son, not three sons, one Holy Spirit, not three Holy Spirits. And in this Trinity, none is before or after another, none is greater or less than another. But the whole three persons are co-eternal with each other and co-equal, so that in all things, as has been stated above, the Trinity in unity and unity in Trinity is to be worshipped. Therefore, whoever desires to be saved must think thus about the Trinity. But it is also necessary for everlasting salvation that one faithfully believe the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, it is the right faith that we believe and confess that our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is at the same time both God and man. He is God, begotten from the substance of the Father before all ages, and he is man, born from the substance of his mother in this age. Perfect God and perfect man, composed of a rational soul and human flesh, equal to the Father with respect to his divinity, less than the Father with respect to his humanity. Although he is God and man, he is not two, but one Christ. One, however, not by the conversion of the divinity into flesh, but by the assumption of the humanity into God. One altogether, not by confusion of substance, but by unity of person. For as the rational soul and flesh is one man, so God and man is one Christ, who suffered for our salvation, descended into hell, rose again the third day from the dead, ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father, God Almighty, from whence he will come to judge the living and the dead. At his coming, all people will rise again with their bodies and give an account concerning their own deeds. And those who have done good will enter eternal life, and those who have done evil into eternal fire. This is the Catholic faith. Whoever does not believe it faithfully and firmly cannot be saved. So far the text of the Athanasian Creed. And throughout this, the first half of it, maybe closer to two-thirds, about the Trinity is that they are three co-equal, co-eternal, coexisting persons in the Trinity. None of them are greater or less than another. All have their source. God the Father, from himself, uncreated, unbegotten, not made. The Son was not made nor created, but begotten of the Father alone. And the Holy Spirit is of the Father and of the Son, neither made nor created nor begotten, but proceeding. There are not three gods, there is one. And many things have come about over the centuries to try to figure this out, how this works rationally in our human minds. The response? Don't worry about it. Just accept it. We are never going to understand three persons in one Godhead. Also, the idea of Jesus being fully God and fully man. Not like the Greek and Roman and other mythologies, demigods that were half God, half human. But Jesus is fully human, perfect God, perfect man, equal to the Father with respect to his divinity, less than the Father with respect to his humanity. But there are not two Christ, there is one. And how that happens, again, we simply say, just accept it. That is what we have to wrestle with. That is the true theology that we have to wrestle with. That we cannot explain it, we cannot understand it, and the more we try to explain it, the more and more and more bogged down in the details we get. As we've seen the last couple of weeks between the Apostles' Creed, the Nicene Creed, and the Athanasian Creed, each one getting bigger as more and more things have to be talked about. And one point I want to make out to the very end of it, as talking about Jesus coming again. At his coming, all people will rise again with their bodies and give an account concerning their own deeds. One of the great enemies of the church throughout history has been Gnosticism. And in its many forms, it is basically the idea that the flesh is evil. The body is a prison for the soul, and the resurrection is all spiritual. The perfect reality of life is all spiritual. But in the Athanasian Creed, we say specifically, when we rise, we will rise with our bodies. It will be a physical resurrection as the scriptures teach. Because our bodies were made by God Himself, not as a prison, but as a vessel for us to do His work. All right, that's it for this week. Thank you for being here, standing in the confessional corner with me, looking at the Athanasian Creed. Next week, we get into the catechisms of Luther, especially getting into and digging into the first article on God the Father. But until then, I encourage you, be here for the digging deeper, the moments of meditation, the weekly sermons from Our Savior Lutheran in Milford, Illinois, and everything else that I have here on the podcast to strengthen you to wrestle with the theologies around you every day. Amen.